Well, starting next week, the English School District will loosen restrictions on extracurricular activities in schools across the province. Specifically, volleyball and music will return with a plan of reintroducing other activities in the coming weeks and months. And while the decision has garnered support from some groups, the province's Teachers Association is raising concerns. They feel it will do little to keep students and staff safe during the pandemic. Dean Ingram is the president of the NLTA. He joins me now with his thoughts. Good morning, Dean.
And good morning to you.
So expanding extracurricular opportunities, it seems like a good thing. I mean, for students, trying to get them give them a sense of a normal experience at school. Why is the NLTA concerned about this?
Well, first thing I want to say from the outset is that I certainly recognize the problems. Teachers recognize that there's extraordinary value in extracurricular activities for students and for teachers. I'm looking back over 30 years ago, some of my fondest memories as a student were with my participation in extracurricular and school sports. As a teacher, when I was in the classroom when I returned to, some of my fondest memories that I have for my teaching career have been in the engagement I have with students in coaching sports. I was always very active and continue to be. I've certainly spoken to, well, the body that governs school sports, SSNL, and they certainly support what they're doing. No one's disputing the value of school sports, but right now we find ourselves in a situation where just as we expressed concerns back when the school board announced its reopening plan, just when government announced its plans, we see a marked inconsistency between the measures that we see in schools and public venues. We see a marked inconsistency between the safety measures put in place for the workplace of educators. And now if you look to government's own guidelines about what's required for return to play for recreational activities throughout the province outside of schools, that is the heart of our concern, is that we see this inconsistency. We see the measures that are mandated and put in place, guidelines from public health authorities for other recreational facilities that, to be frank, aren't put in place or very unlikely to put in place for our province of schools.
Give us some examples of these inconsistencies.
Well, we look at the sanitation measures, just for one example there. We look to government's own guidelines. Dr. Fitzgerald yesterday referenced some of the guidelines we see. We see the dynamics about the spacing, for example, the number of participants. We even go to what Dr. Fitzgerald recommended yesterday about Christmas gatherings, max at 20, and if unable to maintain physical distancing, less than 20. The time in between, I'm reading here, place markers every 2 meters is visible cues to maintain physical distancing throughout the building. Reduce capacity to one person or that are in household bubble, etc. I'm just looking to reading directly off of the guidelines that's put there for guidance for indoor recreation. If I expand that to just click on the recommendations for other activities, a minimum of 2 meters, 6 feet between bubbles is possible at all times, reading directly from that. Access to facility ventilation, so we both operational appropriate for the activities. We know that there's been work to service HVAC systems throughout the province, but there are many schools that don't have access to that. Touch service. We know that in janitorial service, when the return to school plan happened, there was concern about the degree to which school caretakers could handle the cleaning procedures needed to maintain the main school building. Now you put enhanced demands on them. Will they be able to maintain that? I want to stress the issue is not if we return to sports. The issue is not having sports reinstated in school. The issue is we want that to be done in a manner which we see as being safe for students, safe for schools, safe for teachers within. This province is in an extraordinarily good place, and it's in a good place because of the adherence to measures as recommended by public health. So that is the heart of our concern.
All those things that you listed there, talking about sanitation and distancing and things like that, were all the arguments that were brought up to when kids first went back to classroom education. Why speak up now about this sort of expansion again? Why is it important to talk about this now, though?
Well, it's a change. When you have a change that, again, our position has been consistent since day one. In fact, I believe me and you spoke directly on this in early days, last spring, I think, maybe even early fall, if my memory serves you right. So it's something we've been saying consistently throughout. This is something that we see as a change.
But there have been other school sports that have already been going on for the last 6 or 8 weeks or so without any problems at all. So Is it just the concern that they will continue to open up without controls, like you're saying? What's the issue there?
Well, that is exactly the issue. If we continue, the more you open up, and we've seen this in other jurisdictions in Quebec, the greater the risk of actually having it. Now, do we have COVID in this province right now? Well, that's certainly very questionable. However, we'd like to keep it that way. And right now, all indications are that we will eventually see it here. And we want to make the best way to keep our schools intact is do that. Now, if these safety protocols were put in place and a consistency between what we see in schools and other venues in the province, if the public health guidelines is recommended for the rest of the province from play schools, this would be very much a non-issue. But right now, the reality is they're not. These are things there.
We're going to hear from a parent and a coach just right after our interview now. But and likely we're going to hear them saying, and I see it on social media all the time, saying right now we don't have high numbers of COVID-19 in this province. How fair is it then to keep students in a sense of limbo without giving them the little extracurriculars that make the school experience a bit more normal? If a vaccine for COVID is down the road, how long can we continue without giving them some of these extra fun activities?
I think we can give them, but just put a measure into place to ensure that it adheres to, again, these aren't our measures, these aren't our recommendations, these are the recommendations from Dr. Fitzgerald and public health. That's our position there, is that the recommendation that Dr. Fitzgerald, subsequently Dr. Hagee, have put out as being required in our province to ensure that COVID does stay at bay and ensure that COVID does remain at the levels we have right now, which are extraordinarily low, and I'm very glad to see that, and I hope it remains that way. But I do want to say one thing, and I guess I know our time is drawing to an end here now, but one of the things Dr. Hagee said yesterday is, and I quote, "The power is within you to make decisions to protect your health. The district owns the decision to make what activities are permissible within the school." That being said, schools, through the administration, have ownership over what happens within their schools. Teachers and educators, other volunteers, other parents and students have ownership of what they choose to participate in. I would urge anyone, if they do not have a comfort level with what they see in place, that they have the choice to make it, to choose to participate or not. It is their complete choice. And I'd support anyone in making the choice they see fit. And another quote from Dr. Fitzgerald, again, it's not the case we know about, it's the cases we don't know about. This is a consistent piece of messaging we've had since day one. Is there value in extracurricular? Without question. And that's why, if it's going to be brought in, which we would support, it needs to be done in a manner with the necessary measures put in place that meet the same guidelines that we see in other public venues across the province, other recreational facilities across the province. And I'm saying this as a parent. My son finished high school in 2019. Some of his most valuable experiences, the things he cherished most, the things he remembers most at a high school, absolutely his participation in school sports and other extracurricular events and the friendships he made along the way. I value it as a teacher, and I'd support it, but we need to have the same degree of precautions put in place in our schools that we have outside venues. That's our position.
Dean, I do just want to, I've got about a minute or so here, but I do want to talk about the impact, and you kind of touched on it there too, the impact this is having on teaching staff and students as well, I suppose, the additional work and the additional stress now of having to consider something like an extracurricular activity. Talk to me a little bit about what you're hearing from your teaching staff and your members about that.
When I speak reflecting the feedback we've gotten from our members. And since this announcement was made by NLESD, I've received literally dozens of direct emails. Our office has received a number of calls as well from teachers that are concerned as what that will mean to them. They're already struggling to deal with the measure that's in place. Teachers are reporting to me consistently that there's a level of exhaustion with all things going around that they haven't experienced before. And they feel now with this announcement, it'll put extra pressure and try and take on extra things. Again, I want to stress, it is their choice, complete choice, to participate or not participate based on their comfort level and what they are able to give. But this is really where things are. Are there pressures on teachers this year? Without question, there is. Are there pressures placed on school administrators and demands placed on schools to function, deliver curriculum? Without question, there is. And it's about a balance. And right now, what I see, based on the feedback from our members and based on this teacher that I'm talking to directly, his concerns about adding anything extra on them right now is approaching a tipping point for them.
All right. Dean Ingram, listen, I appreciate your thoughts this morning, your comments as well. Thank you for your time, too.
You're welcome.
Dean Ingram is the president of the Newfoundland and Labrador Teachers Association.